Good morning. We should take a couple of seconds and think about what just happened in the last hour in this place. Sometimes when we do things routinely, we miss the true meaning of what we are doing. We were able to sing one hymn in different languages. We were able to hear the Word of God in four languages. We were able to sing in one language. We were able to partake the table in different languages. Do we really know what we have been done in the last hour in this church? Do we understand the meaning of what we are doing in this morning in this church? It is more than being together. It is more than joy together. We are building the kingdom of God. That is what we are doing. Because this is not happening in the world right now. This is not what we can see in the street of Chicago. This is not what is happening today. But we are decided that we can be one because God loves us. This is not any time. When I get up in the morning, the first thing that I do, maybe it's not the best thing to do, but that's what I do every morning. I check the news. Actually, I start checking the Puerto Rican news. And from there, I go to what's going on in some of the countries in Latin America. And came to the United States and go to the city of Chicago. And I would like to think that North Shore Baptist Church is making a difference in the world today. In the midst of all the hatred, the exclusions that we can experience when we leave this building, we are not going to allow that to happen in this building, because we are the body of Christ. I don't know if you understand what's going on in here today. And I wish we all understand that we are building, constructing a new society. We were able to have the children here, the young people here, the old people here, and the other older people down also. It's not only about language. It's not only about culture. It's about who we are. Young people, old people. Because one of the things that is pretty clear in our midst today is that we are divided about every single issue. And you know, it's fine to have differences. Pastor Michael, like a team up north, and unlike Ohio State. We can have difference, and we enjoy the differences.
Yes, yes, yes.
But we don't hate each other. We can work together. We pray together. We worship together. Because that is not who we are. We are more than State of North and Ohio State. It is more. I should have told you about that. I was going to do this. Yeah, but it's okay. Ah, it's tough. It's tough. We need to learn to be together in the midst of our differences, because they're good. I know that you all would like to be handsome and intelligent like me, but you can't. Because we are different.
Help him, Lord.
We are different. And thank God that we are different. Because that's what makes the world a better place to live. Because we can laugh in the midst of our differences. Because we enjoy each other as the children of God. You know, someone asked me last night if my sermon was ready. And I told that person that the sermon was written down, but I didn't know that I was going to preach when I got here. And this morning, before I was talking to Wanda, telling him that I had some concerns about what I was going to say this morning. Because I still was worried, because I felt that something was missing. God usually has a good sense of humor with me. Sometimes I have prepared a sermon, take hours of preparing a sermon, and believe me, take hours to prepare a sermon. And when I get to the pulpit, God tells me to do something else. I think it's happening at this moment, actually. Because I think we need to reflect together what we are doing today. I was telling Wanda this morning that I was concerned about the word unity. Actually, I don't like that word. From where I come from, it feels sometimes that it's an oppressive word. Oh, we need to be united. For whom interest? For whom concerns? I don't like that word, I think, anymore. But I can say that we are one in Christ. Amen. That's different. That changed everything. Because it doesn't mean that you have to be me and I don't have to be you. But also means that I have to be concerned of you. And I need to be concerned of you. Because we are one in Christ. When I read this passage in 1 Corinthians, it makes me feel like Paul had a tough job with these people. These people were not easy. Let me tell you, Corinthians were tough church. Okay? Because he had everything that the church needed, but had everything that God didn't want it either. He had great leadership. He had practically all the gift of the Spirit, but was a church divided by race, by culture, by social status. Sadly, 2,000 years later, we're still living that. And we need to be conscious about it, and we need to avoid it. It's nice to be together. It's good to recognize our differences. But also we need to remember that we need to be inclusive people. Yep, it is not the same. We can rejoice in our difference, but we don't have to be inclusive. I can rejoice that there are different cultures here, but I don't have to include them in our budget, or we don't have to include it in the power structure of the church. Now that's the problem with that word for many people, inclusion. Because it means that we need to confront our power and our privilege. That's what it means. It means that everybody has to be like me. Because I have the money. I have the power to make the last decision. We need to learn to be inclusive in all that we do. And I have to say, don't show a Baptist church. We work hard every single day that happens. We meet every Wednesday morning, the pastors. And we, everything that we do, we try to make sure that everybody is not only part of it, but is inclusive in it. We are different. And we are beautiful because we are different. But we need to be inclusive because we want everybody to be part of what God is doing in our midst. And there are questions who are coming, dear church. There are questions that are coming. And we may feel uncomfortable with some of those questions that are coming. And it's fine to feel uncomfortable. What is not fine is that you close your mind and your heart to the Word of God. You may be afraid of what is coming, and that's fine. I am terrified being here right now. But you cannot let that stop you to follow God's will. Questions are coming, but we need to answer them as the body of Christ, all of us together in love. But we also need to rejoice in our diversity. And we not only have to work hard to be inclusive, we need to have a deep commitment to solidarity. And now things become more difficult. Now things are not going to get pretty. Because solidarity means love in action. You can love everyone that you want from your mind and your heart. But if you don't do anything for that love, it's not worth anything. It's not worth anything. And solidarity means that we are doing something to change the world that we live that is divided in every possible way. We went last night to the CRLN 30th anniversary celebration, representing not sure. He taught this who it was. The main speaker was a black woman from Honduras. And she would explain what was happening in Honduras. And one of the interesting things that she said is how the U.S. government is moving the frontiers. Yeah, there are not only the frontiers in Mexico. They are creating every time the south border is becoming southern. Mexico now, Honduras is the place that the United States wants people to stop coming in. And she explained everything about poverty, about exclusion that the black people in Honduras live. And we were sitting there and wondering, and what we can do about that. Because let me tell you, they are brothers and sisters who may be also right now being in the church taking communion. And they are suffering because a policy of any country oppressing them. And this is the bad news in the midst of the good news. We need to change our way of life. It's tough what I'm saying. Believe me. We need to change our way of life. We are destroying human beings in the way that we are living. We are destroying brothers and sisters' life. Baptist brothers and sisters for the way that we live. We are destroying the earth, that wonderful creation that God made for us. Because we want more. We need to change our way of life. When I was in the mission field, I received a church. I'm not going to say names because I don't want the story, but I received a church, a Baptist church. And I discovered that the member of that church was the owner of a factory in Costa Rica. Actually, it's not a factory, it's a whole company. It was an international company. Who was persecuting the labor leaders of that city. He was paying money to people to harass the leaders of the factory. He was a member of one of our American Baptist churches. The way that we live our life is the way that we say if God is real in us or not. We need to change our way of life. Wanda and I are amazed at how many clothes do we have to have in this country, in Chicago. It's amazing how much thing we spend on things that really doesn't take anywhere. How much money we spend in things that doesn't help us at all. But our way of life is destroying people who are of who are our brothers and sisters in other part of the world. We need to be solidarity with those people. There are many different ways. We can start small. But we need to be conscious and make the efforts to make a difference. Not only in the people in Burma, or in Japan, or in Mexico, or Salvador, even in Puerto Rico. The people here in Chicago. You know that the budget is going, the social mental health budget is going to be cut in the Chicago budget? People are not going to be able to find help for the social for the mental health issues. They are going to end in the street. Or they are going to end in a jail. How many of us here have trouble every year to find an affordable housing? How many of us have to move every year? Because in the place that we were that year, they raised the rent, and we need to go to find another place. Those are the issues that we need to confront right here, right now. What we can do, we need to sit and talk about it. But we cannot go on like nothing is happening around us. Because things are happening. And happening good things too. But we need to be conscious about the role of our church in the transformation of this society that we live in. And this is a great step. This is great. I enjoyed this today. Because you don't find this. It's difficult to experience what we have done here today. But I hope that we all wish that more people can enjoy what we are enjoying here today. And we need to get out to the streets and tell people life can be different. Because we believe in a God that makes things different. A God that is not conforming for what he has been done. He wants more. He wants more for us because he loves us. The challenge of today is how we are going to be building the body of Christ. I don't want unity. I want to be one in Christ. Because that is the measure for our work, for our unity, that we are one in Christ. That one who was, his solidarity was that he abandoned everything. He left everything. And he became like you and me, that we can enjoy life. He left everything. He not only left everything, he came and suffered for you and me, because he wanted a different world for us. That is solidarity. And that's the way that we need to build our oneness in Christ. And this is a time for rejoicing. Because in the midst of all the difficulties, the challenges, God is still here with us. And he will not abandon us if we make a commitment to work together. And that is what God wants us to do today. And as part of that, we all are going to read our church covenant today. And we are going to do it, like always do. Every congregation is going to do it in its own language. Because this is a covenant that we are making with each other. And it's nothing more from the soul than our own languages. And that is the commitment that we are going to do. We are going to stand up. You have been sitting too long. I'm concerned about your health. And we are going to read it together. And what we are going to do, if you allow me, we are going to read it. I'm going to read it in Spanish altogether, but when you finish your stance, you stop and wait until the other ones finish and we start the second stance. That we can try to finish together. Mm-hmm. Okay? Are we clear? Yeah. Okay. Let me put it in English. In Spanish, okay.
1, 2, 3.
Entrelazados en el amor de Dios en Cristo. Prometemos celebrar y compartir nuestras diferencias en lenguaje, cultura y perspectiva. Como bautistas, respetaremos mutuamente nuestra libertad de conciencia en nuestra relación con Dios. Prometemos con humildad, le daremos la bienvenida a nuestros amigos y a personas nuevas, de la misma manera en la que Dios lo hizo con nosotros. No pondremos barrera en la participación de nadie en nuestra iglesia. Prometemos amarnos, perdonarnos con lealtad, compartiendo nuestras alegrías, dolores y cuidar unos de otros en momentos de necesidad. Prometemos ser una comunidad de adoración, la cual se reúne regularmente a escuchar la palabra de Dios, a orar, a bautizar a nuevos creyentes y a encontrar unidad en la Santa Cena. Prometemos en seguir creciendo continuamente en el amor de Dios mediante oración, devoción, estudios bíblicos y servicio. Prometemos en aprender juntos y enseñar la fe cristiana a todas las edades en maneras que honren nuestra diversidad de lenguajes y culturas. Prometemos en usar todo lo que tenemos con cuidado y generosamente apoyando el trabajo de Dios con nuestro dinero, tiempo, habilidades y talentos. prometemos a Marian, nuestra familia bautista americana, que es grande y trabajar juntos por la unidad cristiana con respeto al entendimiento entre diferentes religiones. Prometemos vivir y compartir las buenas nuevas, esparciendo el amor de Dios, la justicia, la sanidad en nuestros hogares y alrededor del mundo.
Amen. Amen.
I want you to make a short announcement. At 1 o'clock, we have a brother from El Salvador, Armando Valdez. He will be talking about the work in El Salvador. He's going to talk a little bit about Oscar Arnulfo Romero. We are going to meet at 1 o'clock in Nauvoo Chapel. Everyone who wants to come is welcome. If it's people in English language who want to come, we are going to have translation if you are there. You are welcome to be with us today.